Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. If you've listened to this podcast a while, you know I am very passionate about you owning your stuff, owning your websites, owning your content, doing all those kind of things. So today I want to talk about web hosting. So website hosting is something that a lot of people either don't mess with or have no clue about. But let me tell you a cautionary tale. So years ago, I ended up taking over a hosting company from one of my friends. And it grew and grew and grew. And finally, I got it to a new hosting company and had it put on a dedicated server. I was serving about 50 clients at the time. And I was at a golf outing, and all of a sudden I get this phone call saying, hey, one of your websites has gotten hacked, and if you don't shut it down now, we're going to take down your entire hosting. And that meant all of my websites, all of my client websites, so I went into panic mode. It just so happens that the church I was going to, which I gave free web hosting to as part of my quote-unquote tithe, decided to give somebody else access to it. They created a Joomla site, don't use Joomla, and the site got hacked. And it got hacked so bad that it started affecting every single site out there. So what did I do? I said, okay, you know, this is all hacked, so I'm gonna take these sites and I'm gonna move them to a new server and get rid of the hackage. Not so much, because that hole in the system still sat there. And guess what? The hackers followed and they rehacked. And it turned into a nightmare. Finally, through some of my contacts, I found somebody who says, I know how to fix it. I've got a guy. And this guy can go in and de-hack your site for you. He had to go actually de-hack the entire server, not just that website. So he did. And I moved my server over to his, which was a personal server farm that he had in a cage down in Florida with a whole bunch of other racks of web servers. And the guy was really nice and relatively responsive, and, you know, the price was okay, so I was back in business. Well, not too deep into that relationship, I get this call from the guy who de-hacked the sites and says, did you hear what happened? I said, no. He says, the guy who owns the server had his girlfriend and a male friend show up at their house because she wanted to move out, and he shot and killed the guy. So then he was arrested and taken away. Well, guess what? The websites and the servers were just sitting there running with nobody manning the ship. And at that point, I said, uh-oh. So we transferred everything over, and eventually I said, I am so out of the hosting business. It was part of my business. I was making good money, but the grief was not worth it. As a matter of fact, I lost over $10,000 on that transaction in the long run, and I pissed a lot of customers off. So I will never own another hosting company again. So then I had to start exploring, you know, what is web hosting and why do I need to pay attention to this? Well, there's a difference between domains and web hosting. So, for example, a domain is b2b-im.com. All that does is point to a specific server with a web host. And so when somebody types that in, it finds that particular server and my files and serves them up. And that's what it does. Web hosting is where all your files are served up from. Now, there's all different kinds of web hosting services out there. There's tons of free ones, there's tons of cheap ones, there's tons of paid ones that are very expensive, and you have to decide what's the best for you. All I can say is that you want to make sure that you run it and that you own it, meaning You're not going to run the web hosting, but make sure you're paying for it on your own credit card. That way, if you're working with a web guy, which happened just recently with another client, they had it hosted on a web guy, and they had their domain hosted with this web guy, and the web guy would not return their phone calls, and guess what? Everything expired, and they lost it all. They lost the domain, they lost the hosting, they lost everything. And I've had clients lose their domains, and what happens is some of these hosting companies and domain companies, and I'm not going to pick on one, but there's a big one out there that sits there and waits for a domain to go away, and then they claim it for themselves. And what you normally pay $10 or $20 for a year, they're happy to sell it back to you for $600 to $1,500 just to get access to your own domain name. Is it a scam? Yes. Is it legal? Yes. So the bottom line is, pay for it on your own credit cards. Be on the email that says your hosting, your domain is expiring. Uber important. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm not that interested in websites. I've got Facebook. Well, go back and listen to some of the other episodes I talk about where Facebook shuts people down, okay? If you don't own it, if you don't control it, you could easily lose everything, including your entire business. So there's some free services out there. One of them's called Wix. And they make pretty websites. Nothing wrong with that, except it's free. You don't own it. There's another one, WordPress.com. Okay, you can go to WordPress.org and download the software. Go to WordPress.com and get it for free, or maybe pay a little bit of money per month. But guess what? You can't sell anything from that. How do you run a business where you can't sell something? So, you know, you want to make sure that you understand the concept. And this is one of the reasons why you want to have a legitimate, quote unquote, hosting company. There's other things like Squarespace, which is really big. And Squarespace will sell you their package for $12 to $18 per month, which equates to $150 to $200 a year. And again, they make pretty websites, but that's not the right way to do it. The best way to do it is using WordPress, because it's something that you can grow upon. If you leave Squarespace, everything you put on there goes away. With WordPress, you can transfer it from server to server. You can add new functionality. You can change the look and feel with the themes. The data behind the site is an asset that you own, and you can grow with it, and it can grow with you. So here's the key things you want to think about. Something like Squarespace charges you $12 per website. I have 20 websites. BrianBasilico.com, BaconCoach.com, BaconPodcast.com, B2B-IM.com. I can go on forever. If you're getting charged per website, that's going to cost you a lot of money. Get a really good hosting company. Now, a lot of the biggies out there, and I'm not going to mention them, but you've seen ads for them, and a lot of people use them, are owned by big conglomerates. One of them's web.com, and there's some other ones out there. Probably all the major hosting companies that you've heard of are all owned by one big conglomerate. What really matters to you? Number one is, can you get the tech support? I've waited an hour to an hour and a half on some of those big ones trying to help customers. The one that I work with, A2 Hosting, you can check it out at brianloves.info/A2. Only takes about 10, 15 minutes. I called on Easter Sunday. I got a tech. He solved my problem. Tech support is one of the most important things in business. So you need to own it, pay for it, and make sure it's managed by you or a great company with great English-speaking U.S. tech support. You'll thank me later. So the hosting company I work with only charges $10 per month for the first 2 years, and I've got over 20 websites. So if you want to learn more about it, go to brianloves.info/A2 and check out their deals. They have great tech support, great hosting, so check it out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.